Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hi, and welcome to an episode of Missing Frames Goodnight Moon Crossover Edition. This is Darren Moser, and who are you?
I am Elizabeth Barbara Moser, and this is my daddy speaking.
That's right. So you may have heard Elizabeth and I doing our podcast here on the Nerd Party Network called Goodnight Moon, where we talk about science and space exploration and all sorts of things. We haven't done an episode in a while, but we're recording some new ones for you. But today is a fun day for our family because we really like Star Wars.
So we're going to be talking about Star Wars. I hope you like it.
And Elizabeth has never seen...
I've never seen Star Wars Strike Back.
That's right. She's never seen The Empire Strikes Back. Now, I know that's a little bit of a catch for Missing Frames as... How old are you, Lizzie?
I'm 6 years old.
That's right. So she hasn't had a too long of a time to see all these movies. And she only watched A New Hope last year, right?
Yeah, I sure did.
And you really enjoy it, though.
Yeah, but I also can't wait for this night to watch Star Wars Strike Back with you. We're going to make cookies, and we're going to eat popcorn, too.
That's right. So, Lizzie, what do you know about Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back? What do you think is going to happen in this story?
Let me think. Do you want to tell them other stuff while I think?
Okay. Well, you think. So, my wife and I went and saw The Empire Strikes Back at the Hollywood Bowl a couple of weeks ago. They did a rendition where they basically play the music live and they show the movie on the screen. And it was really fun.
I know what.
But I'm a little more excited to see it tonight with you. Okay. What do you think is going to happen in The Empire Strikes Back?
Well, I think the set is like where it's going to have the longest part in is in the forest.
Okay.
The longest part is in the forest. That's my prediction.
So you think a lot of stuff's going to happen in the forest?
Yeah, more than just in Tatooine.
Right.
It's almost like I have seen it before, but I haven't. I'm just taking guesses.
Okay.
I guess I'm really good at these guessing things.
Who do you think is going to be in the movie?
Jabba, because Jabba lives in Tatooine, and Rey.
Right, okay. Do you think Luke might be in it?
Yes.
What about Princess Leia?
Sure, because guess what? I think they've got married in Star Wars A New Hope.
So, what about Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon?
Of course.
Well, we can't have a movie without Han and Chewie and the Millennium Falcon. That's true.
Yeah, because they're really good at flying the Millennium Falcon. And that's really, like, every single movie they have to be in there.
It's true. They do. They are in a lot of movies. So, okay. So you think it's going to be on the forest. Do you think, what do you think the Empire, what do you think the bad guys are going to do?
Well, I think they're going to try and destroy the what are they called again? Those little creatures that live in the forest?
The Ewoks?
Yeah, the Ewoks. Such as myself as Elizabeth, which starts with the E. Why are there so many E things in every place?
That's right, there are. Okay, so you think this one's going to be about the Ewoks. Well, I will tell you that this one is going to also take place on an ice planet.
Yeah, I've been just thinking about that because some stormtroopers might approach from there all the way to the forest.
Okay, so they go from the ice planet to the forest?
Yeah, and I think they're trying to destroy the Ewoks' home so that I think the Ewoks have a sort of type of use, and I think that's why Luke and the other good guys are in there to help the Ewoks, because the Ewoks because the Ewoks might have some use that helps protect them. So I think they're trying to keep them alive so they could keep on doing their useful things.
Useful things? Okay. So what do you think the droids are going to do? What do you think C-3PO and R2-D2 are
going to
do?
Well, they're both very smart. I think they're going to, like, well, such as myself, I know a lot about C-3PO because he's my favorite character. That he's a droid, and sometimes he gets a little bit in too much things, but guess what? I think mostly R2-D2 is going to be in there because he's, like, really smart, and he's, like, in the Lemmian. I think he's, like, in a Lemmian Falcon so much with R2-D2 playing games with, I mean, not with R2-D2. It sounds like I'm trying to say two R2-D2s, but it's...
When they're playing the chess game with Chewbacca?
Yeah.
My turn? Okay. So, I can't remember when I first saw The Empire Strikes Back. It would have been a long time ago. I definitely remember seeing it in the mid-90s re-release when the special edition came out. So that would have been around 97, 98, because they showed all three movies in a row a couple of months apart. So I think it would have been around 98. Now, obviously, I've seen it many times since then, but... Yeah, we're excited, Lizzie, for you to see this movie for the first time. What do you think Darth Vader's going to be doing?
I think he's going to be telling all stormtroopers and get as many as he can to destroy the Ewoks' home when he might know they have a useful thing to get Luke powerful. Okay. So he's trying to stop the So I think Darth Vader's trying to stop the Ewoks from getting Luke very powerful.
Now, Lizzie, I have to ask you, who is Darth Vader?
Darth Vader is, like, a black bad guy who in the Star Wars A New Hope, which I think many people have seen it, but are we going to be on TV?
No, they'll just hear us.
Well, so, like, I think a lot of people have seen Star Wars A New Hope, and I think he's really much of a big bad guy, and I think he's really, I think he's real big of a bad guy and real big of a bully and just tried to, and he just killed in Star Wars A New Hope. Who was that old guy again?
Oh, he killed Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, but guess what? Remember when we saw when we heard those little whispers from Obi-Wan Kenobi's voice speaking to Luke? Guess what? I think he was trying to sacrifice himself so that he could save their lives.
So you think we might see Obi-Wan Kenobi again?
Yeah, I think so, because sometimes in other movies I kind of see... Sometimes when I see movies, Dad, guess what? I see people approach again in, like, a cartoon or in another movie, so I think he's going to be there again.
Do you think he'll come back?
Yeah, I think he will.
Okay, well, anything else you want to say about The Empire Strikes Back before we go watch it?
Well, are we going to watch it right now?
No, we're going to watch it later tonight.
Oh, okay, so, like, Empire Strikes Back is, like, a real big movie, which is really of, like, a really cool movie, and your turn.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's one of people's favorites movies of all the Star Wars movies.
And if I get scared, like, I'm not going to get scared any other way. If something tries to scare me, guess what? I'll just go like a little, and then just feel better. And I just don't think I'm going to get scared of that movie because I've saw Star Wars before in Star Wars A New Hope. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your Star Wars watching days, and I think this is the end of our little talk.
Okay, so we're going to go watch Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what you enjoyed, okay?
Okay, so I hope you enjoy hearing what we said in the conversation, and that if your first time is coming to watch something, just maybe ask us, because we're kind of experts at Star Wars, because we really watch Star Wars movies, or maybe there's some cartoons of Star Wars, but I think pretty much they're only movies. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your Star Wars watching days. Thanks for hearing our little conversation. Bye.
Now available to own on video cassette.
So, Lizzie, we just finished watching The Empire Strikes Back.
And it was very long, and why is it going slow motion?
And what?
Why is that thing going slow motion?
It's okay, sweetie. Don't worry about it. What did you think of it?
It was great.
Now, you had thought that they were going to be in the forest with the Ewoks, but I don't think we made it quite yet to the Ewok planet. But did we go to the ice planet Hoth?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Their home got destroyed, so they had to keep moving and moving to different homes.
Yeah. What happened to Luke?
His arm got cut off.
Oh, I know.
I mean, his hand.
What was that? How did that feel like?
Did he hurt?
Yeah.
Did it hurt? I guess he was like bleeding, blood dripping.
Yeah, that was pretty intense, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What else do you remember from the movie?
It was pretty long, so I think I don't quite remember some parts.
Okay, so they started out on Hoth, and they had the big battle. What happened there with the walkers, the AT-AT walkers?
Well, they destroyed their home, and now they're living in space.
That's right, the rebels had to run into space. Where did Luke go after that? Who did he go meet?
Darth Vader.
Right, but before that, he met a little person. Remember he met Yoda?
Yeah.
What did Yoda say?
He was pretty funny. And
was he funny? Was he talking to R2? And was he hitting R2?
Yeah, with a stick, and he was crawling everywhere like a little baby.
What did he sound like?
He sounded pretty funny on that part.
So Luke went and met Yoda. Did Yoda try to teach him?
Yeah, but he didn't listen.
What did he do?
He just kept thinking and using the Force to hear things, and he kept dropping things from floating, and he kept falling.
Yeah, he did keep falling. And you were right. You said that Obi-Wan Kenobi was going to come back because we heard his voice in the whisper.
And you know why we heard where we heard the whisper in?
Where?
We heard it in, remember when he got killed in, remember when Obi-Wan Kenobi got killed in Star Wars A New Hope?
That's right, when Darth Vader killed him?
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
He's now a ghost.
That's right, he's a Force ghost. So Luke left Yoda, and went. Where did he go after that?
He went into the cave.
Right. And then he went to Cloud City?
Wait, but, let me ask you a question, Dad.
Sure.
Why did he see Darth Vader, but it was really him?
Oh, in the cave?
Yeah.
Well, the cave is strong with the dark side of the Force, and it was a test. And because Luke brought his weapons with him, he was confronted with Darth, with like an image of Darth Vader, and he had to fight him. But that's what's called foreshadowing, where something that happens in the movie that reveals something that might happen later. Because in the end, Darth Vader wasn't Luke, but who was he?
His father.
Yeah, that's right. And who told Luke he was his father?
Darth Vader.
Yeah. And I don't think Luke took it very well. He was having a rough time.
And he was like, no!
So then they went to Cloud City. That was up in the clouds. And what happened to C-3PO?
He got shot and burst into bits, crashing down.
I know. Poor C-3PO.
And he's my favorite character. I thought he was dead for the rest of all the movies.
Were you worried about him?
Yeah, because then what if I forgot about him? Which I knew I wouldn't because I have a doll. And of course I knew that.
But what happened? Did someone try to fix C-3PO?
Yes, which he put his head backwards and can try and guess. He put his head backwards, tangled him all up, and carried him on his back.
Who is that?
Well, he's furry, brown, and he's really fussy, and he doesn't really talk like humans. He talks like a little monster, like a little baby.
Was that Chewbacca?
Yeah, it was Chewbacca.
Yeah, did you like the parts with Chewbacca in it?
Yeah, it was funny. So was Yoda.
So when they were at Cloud City, we met a new person. Who did we meet? Was it a friend of Han's?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Who was it again?
It was Lando. Do you remember Lando?
Yeah.
What was he like?
And I think I've seen what he looks like before. Remember when we went to Victoria Gardens for Star Wars Day?
Yeah.
And I thought I saw me.
Did you see someone dressed up as him at the Victoria Gardens Day?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So what did he do in the movie?
He tricked them into going to Darth Vader, and then Darth Vader putted Han Solo, which is Chewie's best friend. Chewie was very sad when he got turned into Frozen.
Oh, he froze him?
Yeah, and Chewie was, like, very upset. He was like, no! No!
Yeah, Chewie was really upset when Han got frozen in carbonite. Now, in this movie, Han Solo and Princess Leia are in a lot of the movie. What do you think about them?
Well, they got a lot of arguments at the first part.
Mm-hmm.
And so they like... And they also kissed each other when they got really upset.
I know. Is that confusing that they argue and yet they kiss each other?
And yes, they kiss each other.
Do you think they like each other?
I don't know. They yell at each other. How can they like each other?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Frozen!
So, Han got frozen and C-3PO got blown up. What did R2-D2 do?
He got in a lot of knockdowns, and he's, like, very upset when he got knocked down outside and got rain all over him. I thought he was going to get, like, blown up with the water getting in his gadgets.
Oh, when he was outside Yoda's hut and he was getting rained on?
Yeah, I thought the water might explode him because he's a robot and, you know, robots can get blowed up by water because water gets in their gadgets and it kind of blows them up.
That's true. Well, I'm glad he didn't blow up, though.
Yeah, I guess he's like a different droid that can't even get explosive.
Yeah, I think they made him to work outside.
Yeah.
Now, when Luke was training with Yoda, did Yoda do something pretty spectacular?
What was that?
With the X-Wing?
Yeah, he lifted it up with just one hand and just turned and closed it his eyes and beep, 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 beep. He was right there.
And he picked it up and put it back on the land?
Yeah. And I say like, beep. Beep.
Is that what he sounded like?
Beep.
So in the very end, sweetie, so where did Han go?
I don't know.
So remember, he got taken by Boba Fett, the bounty hunter. And so we're going to have to find out where he went, and we're going to have to go rescue him. That's where Lando and Chewie went to go rescue Han.
Oh. We'll have to see the next movie. I bet it's the one with the red words. I think it's with the picture with Yoda. Yeah. Yeah, it's with Yoda.
So it has red words? I think you're right. And that one, I can tell you, that one has the Ewoks in it.
Yes! Finally an Ewok one. Can we be done, please, after these blue words disappear?
Sure, just a little moment, sweetie. So, anything else you want to tell me about the movie, sweetie? Did you have a part that was your favorite?
Yes, seeing all the parts of C-3PO, even though the explosive part that really made me sad and kind of made me cry with some itty-bitty little baby tears. But I was fine, but I sure didn't like it when he explode. I kind of started to get a little grumpy, like a little grump.
Yeah, but he got put back together.
So. Very wrongly, because Chewie kind of messed him up.
So one last question, Lizzie. So now you've seen two Star Wars movies. You saw Star Wars A New Hope and Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. Do you have a favorite of the two?
That they really make sense, and that I think if you put Star Wars A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back and then put the other movie, what is it called again?
The Return of the Jedi.
And if you put all of those three movies together, then it makes a huge movie. But then it will all make sense and show every single part, not just movie, not like just three movies, but if you put it together, then it could make a huge movie, and then it could explain everything.
Okay, so we need to watch all three before you can decide. That makes sense.
Yep, but if you add like every single part together and like part, whole, because there's like three parts and then whole, and then make the big movie so we can see everything and also how they rescued Han Solo.
I know, we don't know yet how they rescue him.
Yeah, we'll have to see in the next movie.
Now, if a little kid asks you about this movie, what would you tell them?
I'll tell them like, why don't you come over and probably have a sleepover and then just watch Empire Strikes Back and show them. And then I'll ask them, maybe next time I'll show you what Star Wars A New Hope is like, even though you saw it, but just show you like a little bit more. And then after Star Wars A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, we could like talk about it, like record with my dad together and like I'll tell you some questions about what you know about Stars and New Hope, or if you saw Star Strike Back before.
Now, one last thing, sweetie. So, now that you know that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father, that's kind of a secret. So, we didn't tell you that because we wanted you to learn when you saw the movie for the first time. So, if you talk about the movie with others, it's okay to talk about the movie, but that is a secret so that it can be a surprise for people who see the movie for the first time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but can you now tell me, since I saw it, what's the secret? Please, I'll keep it to myself.
No, that's the secret, sweetie, that Darth Vader is actually Luke Skywalker's father. Because Luke didn't know that, and he was surprised because nobody told him.
And he was like, no!
That's right. He was very upset.
Very, very upset.
Okay. Anything else you want to say, sweetie?
Nope.
Okay.
And I'm actually still not sleepy.
I know. We're up late watching Star Wars. Well, thank you, Lizzie, for talking about Empire Strikes Back. We had a great time watching it with you. And now we have two Star Wars movies that we can watch.
Yeah, except maybe next time we could watch it like, maybe we could watch Empire Strikes Back again, but just maybe half of it, like the snow part, and then save the rest.
You like the snow part? You want to watch that part again?
Yeah, but only maybe the snow part so we don't make it too long, like the whole movie, because it's really long.
Oh, it felt pretty long?
Yeah. Okay. Really, really.
Well, that's what's great, is we can watch parts that we like over and over. We don't have to watch the entire thing every time. But yeah, but it'll be fun. And sometime in the future, we'll watch Return of the Jedi.
Good night, and thanks for listening.
Good night. So thank you, listeners, for joining us on this special Missing Frames with my 6-year-old daughter. We had a great time watching and, of course, filmed the reaction moment when she saw the reveal of Darth Vader being Luke Skywalker's father. I think that's the trickiest parts with these films. Kind of the same thing happened with A New Hope, that they're so long compared to the normal animated movie she's seen that by the end, it's like that's the big moment, but there is a bit of a, you know, it's late and, you know, it's not as exciting. It's more intense in the narrative as far as what's happening. So she did kind of look to us and be like, is that true? Is that, you know, is that real? And we had to explain, yes, that Luke Skywalker is the son of Darth Vader. But I think we'll give her a little bit of time to process that. And it'll be, but again, I think, you know, C-3PO, he steals the show. You know, he's definitely her favorite character, and I think she was more concerned with him being blown up and not being in any of the other movies than any reveal of Luke Skywalker's parentage. But again, thank you for listening. If you want to listen to more of Sci-Fi Talk with me, you can find me, Darren Moser, on City Alpha 3, our Star Trek podcast here on the Nerd Party Network. Or you can also listen to my daughter and I do a podcast together called Goodnight Moon. Again, we've been on hiatus for about a year, as life often happens. But we are recording new episodes that will be airing shortly. And if you want to find me on social media, you can find me on Dr. Sci-Fi on Twitter, Twitch, and Stream. Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. And you can also find me on my website, drscifi.com. And yeah, actually, I think I have some pictures on my Instagram of a C-3PO inspired costume that I made for Elizabeth. Again, her favorite costume. It'd be interesting to see if we can make something even better for her. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time here on Missing Frames.